Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people, putting his hands on them. He was amazed at the lack of faith. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very simply, the people look down at him because he's not coming from a noble family. In a certain sense, he's not a learned scholar. He has no school. He is only a carpenter. So they look down on him. Many times, wisdom comes from different people, even they do not have the degree of theology, but many times they spoke more than a theologian can speak. Jesus works, God works through all means. We have to have a humble heart and listen. Many times, a simple person can give her the light. It's important that we say, that we open our heart, be humble. Ask Jesus to open our heart. Many times, because of pride, we miss many occasions to listen to the will of the Father. God works through all means. Thank you, Jesus. You are with us. By all means, give us the grace to humble ourselves. Only in you we trust. Jesus, we trust in you.